Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift with Mike, Bo, Ali Mack, and Dylan at 6:23. Thanks for spending your Monday morning with us. There's so much going on over the weekend. I will say, when I pulled into Colony Square this morning, for half a second, when I didn't see either of y'all's trucks, I was like, am I in the wrong spot? Because there's so much going on.
You were here early, though.
I was here early, but I thought for a second, I was like, there's so much going on. I might be at the wrong location.
Right. Yeah.
And then I saw Dylan's car and I knew everything was fine.
Well, yeah.
That's not necessarily true.
let the black duct tape bring you comfort, Alex.
That's not duct tape. That's electrical tape. You have replaced the duct tape with electrical tape now. But what's funny is Mike's got a point. When I look at Dylan's car, I do not think everything is all right. Other than the fact that at least I know Dylan woke up.
And also, just because Dylan is here doesn't mean we're supposed to be
doesn't
here.
Doesn't mean I'm in the right spot. Yeah. Yes, that's
that is true.
Yeah. That is very true.
You know what's funny is I know we got to get to this list, but I had my first experience coming home from a trip to where normally I just want to come home and like, oh, I'm going to, you know, hey, Amy, let's just watch TV on the couch or whatever.
Now there's a newborn.
And just like going right into, I can't sit down. Literally the first time, because I got home and I knew she'd been home alone for like 3 nights with Pork Chop. And so I got home and I was like, where's she at? I just put her down. I said, okay, well, I'm going to cut the grass. I'm going to unload the truck.
Look at you.
Then I'm going to cut the grass. And then Amy was like, you want to do brunch with the neighbors? It was one of our waitresses at the club's last day. And she was like one of our, you know, like one of the better waitresses up there. And, she's been there for like 2 or 3 years. And so I was like, hey, whatever you want to do. I'm just, you know what? You've been alone. Whatever you want to do. And by the end of the day, I think I text Mike at like, what was it, like 7 o'clock? And I was like,
yeah, it was late.
I was like, dude, I just sat down for the first time today.
My curiosity around that, like you said, we're going to get Michael Penix. My curiosity around that is, do you think you got busy because you overwhelmingly felt like I have a lot to do? Or was it because if I don't get busy doing chores and things, that my wife is going to judge me because I've been gone for 3 days to a NASCAR race?
It was a combination of not really of those, but not like. The grass needed to be cut. In fact, I needed to cut it before I left, but it was stormy, like the day before I left. It was stormy that day when I went down to the track. And time became an issue. But it was also like I wanted to show her like, hey, I know I've been gone. You need a break now. So let me help. Like I want to be there and like help you out. So it was like a combination of, I needed to do things, but also I wanted to come back and be like, I'm not going to just come back and then make you feel like you still got to do it all.
Well, good for you. I mean, you kind of had an excuse to take a nap, but you didn't. So good for you.
I had even put Red Bull in my vodka yesterday at the club.
We do have to move on to this article from NFL.com. Nick Shook, he wrote this ranking the quarterbacks by division. And when it came to the NFC South, he ranked Michael Penix Jr. last. So above him was Tyler Shuck, Bryce Young, and Baker Mayfield. How are you two feeling about this ranking?
Well, this guy's a hack. First and foremost.
I was going to be like, well, there's some caveat to that conversation. Now Bo just went ahead and ripped the Band-Aid off.
I want to give credit because I was listening yesterday while I was cutting the grass to Fricky. And Fricky mentioned this article. And I was like, I've got to go pull this article up. So I pulled this article up and got so mad about it that I told Mike, we got to talk about this. I told y'all, because I want to talk about this, and then you come in and you're like, what are y'all talking about? I'm like, this guy's a hack.
Yeah.
Like, I'm mad. There is a caveat to the ranking where somehow Derek Carr rolls into this ranking. I'm not sure in any world where what the Saints had at the end of last year with Derek Carr in there and now Tyler Shuck is higher than a combination of Cousins and Penix.
Well, again, the thing is, the caveat of the conversation is this guy basically said, on average, in his quarterback rankings, incoming rookies on average have been ranked 29th.
Mm-hmm.
So he just went ahead and put all the incoming rookies as a 29 ranking in his rankings. And what he did is he compared that with the incoming rookies who have not played yet to what his end of season rankings were for all 59 starting quarterbacks a year ago. So you're talking about anybody from Jake Haener to Desmond Ridder to Michael Penix are all ranked 1 through 59. Michael Penix fell in there at number 30 for him. So like I said, there's a little caveat to the conversation where as Tyler Shuck is 29 and Michael Penix is 30. Now, with that being said, and the guy does a decent job of explaining himself, there is no explanation for having put Michael Penix behind. It's a faulty and flawed article in a way of looking at things to even think that that is possible in the way you should rank them, and then using those rankings in order to put the divisions in order.
Not only that, but last year when he did this, he had Caleb Williams at 28, Bo Nix at 29, and Jaden Daniels at 30.
Yeah,
and he's got Michael, and you had not even seen those guys play, right? They didn't even touch the field,
right?
And you put the formula. I think the biggest problem I have to me, is the arrogance that with this guy that with how he writes. And for the record, I am a Bryce Young guy. I've always liked Bryce Young. You're actually probably more of the Bryce Young. If there was going to be a hater on the show, you would be more of the hater than me.
Yeah, I'm definitely more critical of him and always have been since the draft when he got taken first overall.
Yeah. And I thought Bryce Young was great from weeks 8 to 18 based on what the rest of his career has been. All that said, though, he still only completed 61% of his passes with for 2,100 yards and 15 touchdowns, 6 picks from week 8 to 18. Now, his numbers for the season do look different, but that span. But he says, those who didn't watch the Panthers in 2024 would scoff at how I view Young. But real ball knowers understand Young achieved plenty
right, yeah.
when the odds were stacked against him and can't wait to see how he builds on the success in 2025. Now, I don't know about the odds stacked against him, but for some of what he was playing with, I do think it was growth. And I am interested, I don't want to get excited, but interested to see how he progresses. But you just lumped yourself in as a random dude who writes for the NFL as a real ball knower. I'm not saying I'm a real ball knower either, by the way.
Dang.
But I don't necessarily lump myself in to say, I've never said to say, well, a real ball knower will understand what I'm saying.
Well, and let me just throw this out there, too. We talk about Bryce Young being in his postseason rankings last year at 16 and that carrying over to the division rankings in terms of what we expect. How about the people right after Bryce Young in his rankings? Kyler Murray at 17, Tua at 18, Dak Prescott at 19, Bo Nix at 20, and Drake May at 21. Aaron Rodgers at 22, which is probably fair, but it's just crazy. Like, I'm just looking at it going, no. And I get it, man. There's an upward trajectory around Bryce Young. Let's not forget the fact that the guy was benched. Let's not forget some of the struggles that were had at times. And they're still continuing to put pieces around him over in Carolina. Obviously, a year ago, they remade that offensive line. They hit a couple home runs, honestly, in terms of the way they signed free agents at the guard spot. Obviously a couple years in a row, they've drafted first round wide receivers. They continue to try to put pieces in place to be able to help him out. And maybe they can, maybe they won't. I still, no matter any metric, I don't know why we look at 16 and think that's where Bryce Young belongs when you look at all the other pieces around him.
Well, I mean, I'm looking at some other guys, and he's got J.J. McCarthy at 29. Okay. I know that you have Sam Darnold in that ranking as well, but 29 for – like, J.J. McCarthy's never taken a snap in a real NFL game. And he's coming off
a knee. But earlier, that's why he's ranked at 29. That's what I think the guy is trying to say. Anybody who hasn't thrown a pass in the NFL, he's ranked him at 29.
But how is Michael Penix worse? How is Michael Penix at 30 when he is – we've seen him light NFL defenses up. Like, that's where I'm – that's where you lose me.
It's a flawed metric if you're going to write an article about quarterback rankings. It just is. I mean, there's no other way to go about it. I'm gonna use last year's rankings 1 through 59 as starting quarterbacks, but if you've never thrown a pass, I'm gonna put you at 29.
Mm-hmm.
What? That makes absolutely no sense.
Wouldn't you be at like 50?
Yeah, I mean, like,
or just NA, like not applicable.
Right,
yet.
Right,
like,
right,
so just
right.
Take them out for now.
And again, that you're going to use that because the actual article is about the divisions and everything. And the NFC South ranking 7th out of the 8 divisions. The only one worse in here was the AFC South, which includes obviously, Cam Ward at 29,
which makes no sense.
Anthony Richardson and Daniel Jones at 35 and 36, and C.J. Stroud and Trevor Lawrence in that division. So. Yeah.
Can we talk about that part? Justin Fields is 27 for whatever it's worth, which I don't have. I don't know if I agree or disagree. But how is Anthony Richardson 35? Has this guy watched Anthony Richardson play? How is Michael Penix only five spots better than it? Because Anthony Richardson is, I mean, there's a lot to take in right there, but he's not very good right now.
For what it's worth, can I give you Kirk Cousins' ranking in his 1 through 59?
Yeah.
I think it's right here. It's 25, I believe. Yeah. Yep, 25. Well, so there you go. End of the season rankings, got Cousins at 25 and Penix at 30. That's where I'm getting off the boat. There were some good things, there were some bad things, but come on, man.
I just think this is another one of these. I'm the smartest guy in the room. I don't know much about the position, and so I want to come up with some. This is why I don't like the name guru, the term guru. Because this guy probably considers himself a quarterback guru. He's never played the position, doesn't know anything about it. And he's like, well, I have a formula. That
he's a ball knower, dude. I mean, he said it there himself. Real ball knowers. They know.
He's a real ball knower.
They know what Bryce Young, 16th. There you go.
And later on in the show, we actually have some more Michael Penix news that we got to share. That's going to be coming up at 7:40. But next, you were calling for it. It happened. Michael Harris had a few days off. We'll get into more of the frustrating Braves weekend. And we've got my Ally Mac drop. I'm about to open up a whole new musical world for the cool parents out there. That is next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and
the Odyssey app.